aguardiente es lo mejor. También el tequila blanco con su sal le da sabor. Ay, 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 mi amor. Ay, mi morena de mi corazón.
Don Shulman. I'm a professor of accents and languages, and I live in America. America is a first time. 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 That is why I like it. That is why I like it. That is why I like it. Once a year, then a year, once a year, then a year, once a year, then a year.
CITR 101.9 FM, and it's Sunday at 5 o'clock, just after actually, so it's Chips with Everything, the British Music Show on beautiful CITR. I'm your host, Quentin, and I got two buddies with me today. Hello, fellers.
Yeah, how's it going, man?
On my normal sidekick.
Yeah, well, feeling normal, feeling
available
normal.
In a variety of flavors.
Yeah, predominantly these days, acai berry. That's my flavor. What flavor, if you were a berry flavored berry, what berry flavor would you be? Would you be Salmonberry? Salmonberry Communications, one of the excellent services you can get if you buy yourself a CITR discount loyalty card.
We'll talk about more about that later on.
Yeah, we will.
Meanwhile, we got British music for one whole hour with us.
And it's way better than, like, you know, burning liquid razor blades up the nose. Way better than that.
Anything else?
Canadian talk.
I've heard the show and I know it's really good.
Did you just say Canadian talk?
You're just inventing
Canadian
stuff.
Talk.
You have to talk into the microphone, please.
Yeah, all right. Next. Okay, so as I was saying, more importantly, it's time. Time.
Give me time too close for us to see. Us to see. You are.
Shake Shake mix scenes. Great Shakes milk chocolate and Great Shakes cherry vanilla flavors. Both turn milk into a rich, thick shake. So thick, it stands up to a straw. Great Shakes!
Great Shakes! Great Shakes! It's so clean and thick and genius. Any place can be a soda fountain now with Great Shakes. Yeah, Great Shakes. So if you want your own soda fountain now, go to the store and get Great Shakes. Go to the store and get Great Shakes.
with Everything is the British Music Show on CITR. That's what you're listening to. It's 5:14, and that was this band called Voice of the Seven Thunders from the album called Voice of the Seven Thunders. What did you guys think about that?
I liked it. It was a good slice.
Are you trippy enough for it?
I know. That's the subtitle of that song.
The album's called Voice of the Seven Thunders. This band was formerly called Voice of the Seven Forests or something like that.
Right, right. But then they cut them down, Quentin, one by one.
Prior to that, it was from Listening, the band Listening, from 1968. A song called Stoned Is. Do you remember them, Baz?
I'm trying to remember where I was in 68.
Do you remember Listening?
I was sick.
Okay, I'm just going to say some words to you, Baz. Listening, music, stoned.
No. 68. I was a total straight nerd in high school doing, you know, just ordinary high school stuff.
Or was I listening to the White Album, typing out all the lyrics to the White Album?
Yeah, that's right. That's what I did. How did you know?
Because that same manuscript is displayed proudly in your living room to this day.
That's right. As well it should be.
And we just came from your house.
I was working out the chords by lifting the stylus on the the turntable. There was no such thing as tapes or CDs or anything.
Yeah.
Those old days.
68.
Now here we are. There's still no such thing as tapes or CDs. Here we are. Full circle, eh?
Yeah.
And we opened the show with the Orgon Box, who are a kind of power pop band from the early 90s.
Yeah, and known for evolving all the way to, what, Bipeds?
No, they just released a couple of albums, and I think they disappeared, and then...
Maybe they went
back to the ocean. They were sort of rediscovered more recently, and people kind of liked it, and so it came out again, and blah, blah, blah.
Really? So they're not a metaphor for what I was thinking.
Which metaphor? Which cliche were you wanting to impress upon the Orgon
Box? I like them. How about this? How about instead of dumping on them, let's see, the Orgon Box.
They had an Orgon Box in Woody Allen's Everything You Wanted to Know About Sex.
No, that was an Orgasm Box.
No, it wasn't.
My mistake.
It was an Orgasmatron. And you got stuck inside with hilarious consequences.
I always keep mixing up my Orgasmatrons and Orgon Boxes.
The Orgon Box is something else entirely, although they are both related to orgasms because... Wilhelm Reich, the German philosopher, I think,
that was his thing.
And Orgon is a kind of metaphysical energy that's created by orgasm.
There you go. So it's sort of like ether, the ether, you know? Send the radio waves through the ether, right?
I didn't find that band sexy, though.
Not as sexy as... there was the one sexy guy. He was sort of like a heroin-dripping... male version of Sarah Cracknell that we just played today.
Male version of Sarah Cracknell.
He was sort of kind of dreamy but druggy. That guy. Was that Listening? Was that the Listening guy?
Yeah.
That was great stuff. And that was 68.
Is Listening a verb, an adverb, or an action noun?
Yeah, and what the hell is... Who are these people?
I don't know. Chips with Everything, everybody. Keep listening.
And avoid. Avoid. Your boy.
was a New York phenomenon that burst onto the scene that I had witnessed by going to a party in the Bronx one Saturday night. I was walking down the street in Harlem. It was in 1980. I had at that time been managing a group called Bow Wow Wow, and they were to play the following night at the Roxy Club, and I happened just to take a walk through Harlem, and I was on 125th Street, and I saw across the road, it was a bright sunny day, a huge black guy, massive man, but the most extraordinary thing about him was that he had a t-shirt on which said, "Never mind the bollocks, here's the Sex Pistols." And I thought, what's a big black guy in Harlem doing with a t-shirt like that? So I had to cross the road and just confront him, really. And I said, "Do you know what that t-shirt represents?" You know, and we started to talk, and he finally turned around and said, "I love the Sex Pistols." I said, "Wow." He said, "Yeah." And he said, "I didn't know you." He said, "Yeah, I know your name, but I've never met you before." And I said, "Well." He said, "Why don't you come and see what we're doing? I'm holding a party tonight in the South Bronx." He gave me this address and told me his name was Afrika Bambaataa.
To the world's famous. You're listening to the world's famous. Famous.
I'm bringing organs. and you know I got to have that.
There he goes. That was Malcolm McLaren.
Oh man!
He died this week.
What a crying shame!
I know.
What a crying shame. That's a guy. I have no idea, you know, just how much he did good for the world in terms of trying to save it.
I'm sure he did tons,
you know. But he sure as hell saved my ears more than once, eh?
I'd say so.
Great attitude. Great. One of the best positive negative attitudes I've ever seen in rock and roll. Busy, positive negative. Love it. Love it.
Busy Bags, how do you feel about the death of McLaren?
Oh, Mackie.
I don't really know anything about it, but I just see here that Tiger Woods didn't win.
So what?
Tiger Woods didn't win.
Yeah. Piss off, man.
Mickelson?
Fuck off.
Who won the golf thing?
I don't give a shit. How's that? That's
hey, what
who
about
won.
This?
I've got another I one. Don't give a shit coming up in the rear.
What about
all right?
Beware of Greeks bearing debt.
Hey, dude. What? The last time I checked, we were talking here. About Malcolm. What's his name? Matthew?
That's ancient history.
Yeah, well, that's what we happen to specialize in. You know,
right, of
course. If you don't look to the past, you'll not be able to celebrate a future. Do you think Ibiza would be where it was but for
now, did you
the likes of Matthew, what's his name? Mally, Mr. McLaren? If it wasn't for Matthew McCallum, where the hell would we be today?
I'm just thinking that it's a good thing that the British didn't join in with the Euro. Don't you think?
That was from his 1990 album called Round the Outside, a remix of the world famous Supreme Team show track from the Duck Rock album of years earlier. And he just died there, and I think he was, what, 65? Did you guys follow this story?
66? Can't remember. Look at him as an old man.
Anyway, you know what they say? Asbestos link to McLaren's death. That's the new headline.
Oh, good.
Apparently, when he was demolishing renovating his shop Sex in 1975, which was the shop where the Sex Pistols were formed.
Nice.
He had to remove a bunch of asbestos from under the ceiling or something.
He died of lung cancer, is that right?
I don't know. He died of cancer. I'm not his physician, sir.
Right.
That's right. They're still mining it in Quebec.
Well, I'm sure it has medicinal uses.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like
taking a small dose.
It's like thalidomide. It's like good arsenic. For like swollen ear piercings.
Yeah. What if? How about this? This is the most obvious thing, right? I know a lot more than the average bird does about traditional medicinals kind of thing. But what if you were prone to spontaneous human combustion? You snort a little asbestos twice a week, twice a day.
If you go away on this summer day, then you might as well take the sun away. All the birds that flew in the summer sky when our love was new and our hearts were high when the day was young and the night was long and the moon stood still for the night bird's song. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away. go away, as I know you must, there'll be nothing left in the world to trust. Just an empty room for an empty space, like the empty look I see on your face. I'd have been the shadow of your dog if I thought it might have kept me by your side. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away.
Stardust with You, which was a hit record. And well, his heyday was 73 to 74. That was one of his like five hits, along with My Cuckoo and Jealous Mind. I like this guy. I mean, obviously he's the Poppers T-Rex, but you know, he has his songs. And before that, it was Shirley Bassey from a remix album that came out in 2000 called Diamonds Are Forever. And the track is If You Go Away, of course. And, you know, I give her a pat on the back for doing something that over the top and dramatic. And just like, basically for this album, she handed over her a bunch of recordings to, you know, modern day remixers and DJs and so on. And said, do what you want. And that's what they did. And I think you'll agree that 90s trance is one of the best genres that we have yet. I'm just being exposed to.
You know, not to misdirect my attention away, but I gotta say, man, your explications of 90s trance, it's beautiful. It makes me cry. When I go to CITR's podcast thing...
Well, you know, when you see Neil Young still like hammering away on his guitar, yeah, and you're like, you know, why does Neil Young not invite, you know, the DJs of Motive 8 to come in and produce him like Shirley Bassey did?
Good question. Maybe because it's part of his whole shtick.
What, to be the same old fart as he always was?
Yeah. And to label that as authenticity. Something that, of course, all white people like. And that means
there's not a lot
liberal,
of
West Coast, middle-aged people who happen to be college-educated and are white. That's who are buying Neil Young. It's true. It's true.
That's
I read it.
Well, buying Neil Young stuff? Yeah. Nobody buys Neil Young stuff. Just tickets, concert tickets. That's what he sells.
Oh. And he sells out every
Nobody
single...
Nobody buys CDs.
This city? Is it
Let's
true?
Not pretend is anyone okay. out there buying
is
CDs.
Is the guy a saint? Is that why every single... Well, every single show in this city, everyone from my old rugby buddies to church ladies to, you know, multiple pierced kids...
Who else?
You know. Who else? Well, that's about it. I have pretty limited social life.
That's it? That's the only people in your neighborhood that like...
Oh,
young?
No, there's the baker... You know, and the Chandler man.
They also net like him.
And Willie.
The Scientology guy from the coffee shop likes him. Mm-hmm. The optician.
Oh, yeah. But that optician is a bit crazy anyway. They do, it's like ABBA, was it ABBA Optical or something? ALBA Optical, right by Joe's on David. You know, they, all throughout the year, they do amazing window displays with Barbie dolls and shit, right? Plus, they have really good prices. Our friend, CIC.
You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you started looking for something to blame, like a big shadow. Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Was that love or life as a pigeon toed orange peel?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Both are pigeon toed orange peel.
It feels about as good as taking a misshapen sweater your mother had knit for you at marmalade making time when she made you make more marmalade just so she could have some, even though she'd only eat about a quarter of the usual person's Highland regimen of daily marmalade, right? And then you're transferring the big, big boiling pot of marmalade jars. It slips, it smashes, and you grab that goddamn sweater and you throw it on the ground and you use it to mop up all of the marmalade and molten, broken, whatever glass, and then you dance up and down on top of the sweater so we can glory hallelujah and throw all the shit out the backyard right through the pantry.
That track is by the Prisoners, who I think are one of the best garage bands to ever have come out of the UK. Those guys really knew how to play well together. The Pigeon-Toed Orange Peel was the song. Before that, Gonzalez from his, it's a sort of online album. I know he has a proper album coming out, but of course we're all going to rush out to the CD store to buy it.
I'll be buying that album.
Yeah, and I'll meet some guy with his time machine, not quite set up, quite, you know, some guy will be with his time machine visiting, going, is this the Soylent Green Isle? It's like, dude, sorry, whatever vortex you're caught in, I'm not. I'm just passing through.
Anyway, the online album is called Pianist Envy. It's downloadable for free from his blog or whatever.
Of course.
And
just touch the ether sphere and you will hear all.
Yeah.
But if you want to do more than that, you can always tune in to the following, which is...
I love that guy, though. He's a really good, he's a very excellent, beautiful pianist.
Mm. Mm.
Right. World record holder.
World record holder mumbles.
Yeah.
The stan of all things Canadian in the corner.
Yeah, that's
What does he hold the world record for, please?
Something about piano.
So yeah, Liz, are you a debutante? Like trying to get through seven layers of petticoat? Just this isn't Savannah, Georgia, and it ain't 1861, sir. And my name ain't Beauregard.
Well, he's from a French speaking area, isn't he?
You racist?
I think he does live in Germany.
No, doesn't he hold the world record for the longest piano playing session or something like that?
Oiro, oiro, what's
that? How long is it? Does anybody know how long it was?
You're the only one in this room holding an iPhone. Are we supposed to know these things?
You've got your computer terminal. Quick.
All right. All I can say is there are a few things better than getting a little... If you can't spend time in the Beaver... at least three or four times a year out by the airport, you're really missing out.
Is that the Flying Beaver?
Yeah.
The pub?
We used to go to the Beaver in Victoria.
I love going there and watching the harbor planes come in and out. Beautiful food, lovely people.
Lovely girls.
Yeah, lovely girls. Lovely girls. And sometimes scary girls with unibrows that will haunt me because I cross-reference
for
them.
For how long?
With some, oh,
you
know.
How long will they haunt you for?
About 36 hours. It's about as long as anything sticks in the old, you know. Okay,
I'd say cheerio.
Yeah, so this is goodbye.
4 minutes to six.
Goodbye from Double D.
Time to say goodbye.
You know, what's coming on next? Queer FM?
Aardvark.
And?
Malik Me.
After that.
Oh, yeah, all kinds of awesome stuff. Way better than hearing, you know, the sound of your own one hand clapping.
Buy all the papers, sell them on eBay. Your dissertation is due in 2 days. Read the tributes on the net. Move on, try to forget. Find out what a Frenchman says. Cut the words into your chest. Bleed for days. Stumble home in a haze. We know so much. We know so much. We're sitting on the hillside, contemplating our careers. The sun slowly sets, the city disappears. All the things we understand and all the things we try. this pain. I haven't cried since Kurt Cobain. Take my money all away. I never earned a penny anyway. Give me drugs and give me sex and blood diseases, broken legs. Give me peace and give me news. Cry me to sleep with the blues. We know so much. We know so much. We're sitting on the hill.